Bristol Bay Borough Superintendent Bill Hill has long heard cries for more vocational classes in his community. Students wanted to learn engine repair, web design, welding, skills that were in demand in the neighboring district of Lake and Peninsula Borough Schools as well. But Hill said neither district could afford to make it happen on their own.
So we joined forces, went out and looked for funding together, and we developed a program that brings students, basically a 50-50 mix of students from Bristol Bay and from Lake and Penn to the Bristol Bay campus.
Last fall, the two districts began partnering to offer a career and technical education program. Several times a year, students travel to NACNEC to complete a week of vocational courses for high school or college credit.
We keep them really busy from morning to night. We see this as sort of a win-win for both districts. We have a program that Bristol Bay can house and Lake and Penn can help organize, and it provides just a wide array of courses that are very responsive to industry needs in our area.
This fall, the CTE program even expanded to include a handful of students from a third district, Southwest Region Schools. And the CTE program is just one of the ways that Bristol Bay and Lake and Penn save costs by teaming up. They co-host sports events and teacher in-services, and Hill says they've been sharing personnel.
One of them, of course, is our federal programs person, Jim Doobie, and so he works for both districts and is a very highly qualified person in that position, is able to bring a very high level of service to our districts at a reduced cost to the district. So we get a lot of bang for our buck.
The district now spends less than two-thirds of what it used to on that position. Hill says seeking efficiencies like this is a recognition of a grim financial reality for Alaska schools. Things aren't going to get better anytime soon. And while cost-sharing efforts have created strong ties between Bristol Bay and Lake and Penn, Hill is quick to quell any fears that the two might lose their identities as independent districts.
We're not talking about consolidation. We're talking about cooperation. We're talking about working more closely together to send more resources to our classrooms for our teachers and our students, and less on, for instance, district office. You know, we're the heart and soul of a school district is its school board and its community. It's not necessarily, you know, some of the functional pieces like myself, a superintendent or a business manager.
Hill says it's hard to put a number on the savings the district has reaped through various cost-sharing efforts, but he'll continue to look for ways to save by working together. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.